All right, welcome to the stock market update. Today is Thursday, October 28th, and we are running you through what's happening in the markets right now in 15 minutes or less so that you know what's going on. And with me in the studio is my head coach, Mark Hodge. Hey, Mark, how's it going?
Hey, Marcus. I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Good. I'm doing good. But yesterday, the markets did not do well at all, especially when we are looking at the Dow and the S&P. I mean, yesterday, the Dow down 0.7%. And also the S&P yesterday down 0.5%. So what's going on there?
Yeah, I mean, interesting move in the markets yesterday. S&P and Dow pulling back from record highs. But on the other hand, the NASDAQ made a new intraday high and finished slightly higher. So was it a little profit taking? Or I mean, right now we're still focused on earnings. This is earnings, earnings, earnings all the way.
That's really the big deal right now. So earnings, we are in full swing. Right now, 40% of the companies in the S&P 500 have reported earnings. But it has been going well, right? Because 80% of them beat expectations.
That's not too bad at all. Yeah. And I saw that S&P 500 companies are expected to grow profit by about 37.6% in the third quarter. So it's been a positive earnings season for sure.
Yeah. And I mean, it has been just a tremendous October. I mean, if you look at this, then the S&P is already up 5.6% for October. I think the Dow is up 4.9%. NASDAQ, 5.5%. So no surprise that maybe yesterday there was a little bit of profit taking here. But okay.
Yeah, it looks like.
Go ahead.
Looks like the S&P is on track for its best month since November 2020. So 5.6% is not too shabby at all.
Yeah. So you mentioned it. So the NASDAQ made an intraday high. So let's take a look at some of the earnings that happened yesterday. And yesterday, definitely Google, the heavyweight in focus here, jumping higher 4.8% yesterday. I mean, that's just, wow, kind of crazy. And now Google, did you see that? Google is now approaching a $2 trillion market cap. And so with a $2 trillion market cap, this would be the third company in the US next to Apple and Microsoft to become a $2 trillion company. And we talked about it. Tesla just became a $1 trillion company. It's like, what?
Yeah, hard to compute these numbers. Two trillion.
So talking about Microsoft, they also reported earnings yesterday better than expected. And yesterday they were up 4.2%. So, I mean, and with these heavyweights in the NASDAQ, no surprise that the NASDAQ is moving higher here at all. But not all earnings are positive. I mean, we said it, 80% of companies beat expectations, but this means that there's 20% of companies who report worse than expected earnings. Let's take a look at some of these, Mark.
Yeah, and I know, you know, Robinhood was one in particular that missed revenue and had fewer active users. So $70 million short on revenue than expected because of their crypto trading. So they took a hit.
Yeah, we talked about it yesterday. So in the last quarter, they made $233 million in revenue on cryptos. And in this last quarter, only 50 million. So this was here Q2 and this was Q3. So a drastic drop. And I was wondering why that is. Are people really trading less cryptos? Because, I mean, Bitcoin made new all-time highs. So, I mean, there's definitely a lot of interest in cryptos. But here is what I saw. So I looked into this a little bit and I saw that Robinhood, for example, is only offering 7 coins right now. And compare this to Coinbase that is offering 50 coins. And you see there's new coins coming on the block all the time. And this is where I think, because if you look at Coinbase, I mean, comparison, and they are a crypto trading company and wallet. I mean, they are doing really, really well while Robinhood is plunging. And I think it might be connected to people do not only want to trade 9 coins. I mean, if they want to trade cryptocurrencies, it's probably more.
Yeah, you know, you're absolutely right, Marcus. It's a good point. And once you start getting involved in cryptos, the altcoins and all of those little known coins, you know, Binance and and Coinbase are always trying to catch up with the most popular. So they're a little bit behind the times when it comes to crypto trading.
Yeah. All right, let's take a look at a few more. Twitter yesterday also, really, really bad day. So did you see what happened there? Twitter was down 10% yesterday.
Yeah, getting hammered after reporting third quarter earnings, which met analyst expectations for revenue and user growth. They did say that Apple's privacy changes had less of an impact, but the company said expenses such as investing in headcount growth will bleed into 2022. And I guess traders didn't like the bleeding comments.
Yeah, for sure. Well, and then also really, really surprising yesterday, Visa, they reported earnings and they're down 7%. That's a big move for Visa. I mean, down 7%. So,
yeah.
So what's happening there? Because, I mean, they actually reported better than expected earnings and yet they're falling.
You know, it was interesting, Marcus, because they beat on revenue. So they had better than expected revenue thanks to an increase in online and travel spending, and also beat earnings expectations. But they issued a conservative revenue outlook during its last quarter earnings report, which actually that seemed to trigger this, you know, snowball effect for other banks as well. So other financials started to play into this. So it wasn't just Visa. Visa kind of set this warning out, and Capital One Financial, COF,
yep,
they were lower yesterday. Discover Financial, DFS. And actually, we both sold puts on DFS after that drop. MasterCard, MA, right?
Yep.
And GPN's another one.
Yeah, this is the payment processors who also then got hammered. And FISV, I mean, pretty much all of them, as you can see, down 6, 7, 8, 10% yesterday. So, I mean, we'll see. But Visa this morning seems to recover. I mean, already up 1% in pre-market trading here.
Yeah, it looks like a little overreaction and we're getting a little bounce today.
Yeah. All right, eBay, gosh, eBay. These guys, I mean, they're a little bit all over the place, aren't they?
They are. It's hard to really get a grasp on where they're going. You know, they started out as a, you know, online auctions, and then wanted to go more into, you know, fixed prices, buy it now pricing, and they fell on weak fourth quarter revenue guidance. You'd think that the fourth quarter with holidays coming up and people spending money would be positive, but I guess that they're not expecting a real strong quarter.
Yeah, and I mean, then the rumors with they're buying Pinterest, and everybody said, why are you buying Pinterest? And they say, oh, never mind. We were just thinking out loud and had a brain fart here.
That was PayPal, but
it was right. PayPal, yeah, sorry.
Yeah. But eBay and PayPal did have ties, you know, a while back, but yeah, just interesting. So they're down 5%.
Yeah. All right. Ford. Now there's a surprise. What do you know? Ford actually, wow. I mean, they are up almost 9% this morning. It's like, what?
Yeah. I mean, interesting to see, because, you know, Tesla had such a huge reaction to earnings and you know, EVs with Ford, they are getting into the market, have gotten into the market, but trucks, the big one for them now. They had a big earnings beat, raising guidance. They said that the availability of semiconductors last quarter allowed it to ramp up production, which was a positive. So they jumped almost 9%, nearly doubled analysts' third quarter earnings expectations, and recorded a slight beat on revenue. Increasing its annual guidance for the second time this year as well.
Yeah, but you see, I think the real kicker why they're up so much is that they said they're reinstating their dividend. And I mean, this is
true.
You see, most companies suspended their dividend payments during COVID, and so did Ford, right? I mean, so for the past 1.5 years, investors didn't get any dividends, and they say, you know what? We bring back the dividends in the fourth quarter. This is right now. So this is where people say, okay, that's really, really good news. So they must be really positive about their outlook. So that's fantastic. Okay, now I mentioned it in the title. Cathie Wood is having a bad day because here is where I saw that she actually, the famous hedge fund investor here, bought quite a few shares on Monday ahead of earnings. And some of them were Robinhood and Twitter. Now, today we have Spotify and Amazon reporting, as well as which they bought as well. We also have Apple reporting, Starbucks, so we have a few more. But let's take a look at this. I mean, 210,000 shares of Robinhood, which was down yesterday 10%. 103,000 shares of Twitter. So let's take a look at this. And I want to bring up her ARKF, the financial fund, because in that fund, she bought the Robinhood shares. But it's so interesting. If you take the 200,000 something that she bought and multiply it by the price that Robinhood was trading it on Monday, this makes around $8 million worth of shares that she bought. So she invested $8 million. And just to put it in perspective, in this fund, there is $3 billion. So this is around $3,200 million. Now, if Robinhood plummeted 10%, this means that she lost $800,000 yesterday. Well, out of $3,200 million, I think that's okay. It's not too bad, right? I mean, for her, buying 200,000 shares is a rather small position. But also in her main fund, ARKK, there we go, the innovation fund, this is where she picked up Twitter. And so the Twitter position is worth around $6.5 million. And here again, in this fund, there's $19 billion. So that's 19,000 million. And again, so she lost yesterday $650,000. But hey, combined, that's down $1.4 million. I mean, must hurt somehow, right?
A little bit.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, were those new additions, or now is that total shares for the companies too?
I'm not quite sure. It might be just new additions here. So yeah, you might okay. be right. The loss might actually be bigger than expected.
Okay. Either way, point being is that, you know, she buys 200,000 shares and it's nothing.
Yeah.
For the fun.
So let's take a quick look at the economic calendar, because we do have today, we have the advanced GDP that came in worse than expected and the unemployment claim that came in better than expected, because this could move the markets here this morning as we are starting to trade here in just a few minutes.
Advanced GDP, slightly lower. So this was the lowest reading since, I believe it was July 20th, when advanced GDP actually was negative, and lower than last quarter, 6.7%, which was, you know, high because of the COVID recovery, but definitely coming lower than expected.
Yeah, so let's take a look at the markets and see where we stand here. Pre-market, I'm switching to an E-mini S&P, a 5-minute chart. I mean, no reaction to this at all whatsoever.
Nope.
If you look at the overnight action here, we are pointing to another higher opening. I mean, there's like, oh, GDP is being released and unemployment claims. And I guess it's since it's conflicting numbers. And again, earnings right now is the much, much bigger focus.
Yes.
Right now. We just said it. So Apple, yep, is reporting today, Amazon, Spotify, Starbucks. So we have some more heavy hitters reporting earnings today. So a lot going on.
Yes. Still a big day and big week for earnings.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to jump into our Zoom call with our mastermind members to trade live. And today you can peek over our shoulder. So we're broadcasting this live here on YouTube. But as you know, we're focused on the mastermind. So the team will be there to answer your questions. So make sure that you head over to the other video that will start here in just a second. And we'll see you over there. And then you can see how we are trading these markets.
Happy trading, everybody. See you over there.